Right, we have Emma Price. She is a 19-year-old media student here with us. She's on work experience and she's a media student in Maynooth University, NUI Maynooth. And she did this interview the other day. It's an interview where she's talking to Dr. Cleona Loughnane, a councillor from the National Women's Council of Ireland, and she's speaking about the equality of women in Ireland.
Joining me on the line today, we have Dr. Cleona Loughnane, who works for the National Women's Council of Ireland, and I've brought her here today to talk about the equality amongst women in Ireland. How are you today?
I'm keeping well, thanks Emma.
So, Cleona, tell me about yourself and the work for the National Women's Council of Ireland.
So I'm the Women's Health Coordinator with the National Women's Council of Ireland. And as an organisation, we're working for gender equality for women. And I suppose in the way we work around different areas that really impact on women's lives in Ireland. So in my area, I work on women's health, so issues, you know, around reproductive health care, issues mm-hmm. around women's mental health, and also work on areas related to violence against women, which is, you know, is unfortunately endemic in the country and does really need to be addressed. And then I have colleagues who work on issues such as economic independence. So that's things like the gender pay gap, because we know that women in general experience quite a big gender pay gap. They also mm-hmm. have gaps in relation to their pension provision, and we also know that, you know, women in Ireland are more likely to live on low incomes, and in particular there are issues for example for lone mothers and the family income, so issues around economics for women. And then I have other colleagues who work on issues such as access to justice. So when we think about things like women who've been in institutions like the Magdalen Laundries and so on. And then of course we're trying to promote women's like involvement in Irish society. So other colleagues who work around women's representation, so in politics or in companies or in kind of voluntary organisations. So to make sure that the people who hold positions of power, I suppose, in our society are reflective of the society. So to make sure that women are well represented in all the different places of public life.
Exactly. So the International Women's Day theme for 2019 is Balance for Better. And with this, they want to promote social and professional equality, which would see a balance in the workplace. So do you think that in Ireland, women are being treated equally in the workplace in regards to promotion and pay in comparison to men?
Well, I suppose we know, you know, that there is a documented gender pay gap. We also know when you look at boardrooms, I suppose, in big corporate companies, or you look at some management levels in many companies, it isn't reflective, I suppose, of our society in general. And that includes women, but that also includes women from different parts of our community, so migrant women or traveller women and so on. So I suppose, you know, while there is, women have obviously entered the workplace in much larger numbers over the last decades, and you know, women are like really contributing in the workplace. I think we can accept that there's change that still needs to happen. And people talk about this concept of the glass ceiling and how it's often can be difficult for women who often will have a lot of caring responsibilities, either for their own children or for older parents and so on, to balance those issues in the workplace. So there's lots that companies and the government as well can do around supporting all of us, I suppose, to have more family-friendly workplaces that can allow all the different people who can contribute, all the women who could really contribute to the workplace to do so. But we're also, I suppose, thinking about women's representation in terms of politics, because we know that in May of this year, we're going to have the local elections and also the European elections. Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, there's a real opportunity here in these elections for there to be a breakthrough for women and for feminist change in Ireland. So in the National Women's Council, as we come up to those two big elections, we'll be asking candidates, female candidates and male candidates, to think about the feminist issues that they would like to support. And I suppose that includes addressing things like sexism, addressing issues in the workplace, addressing violence against women, for example. So I think it's important that our political spaces as well are very representative of the country that we are.
International Women's Day is for women all around the world to come together and recognise the inequalities in society, whether that be gender balanced within like the government, or for more women's sports coverage within the media. And going forward, what changes do you think you would like to see happen for the women of Ireland?
Yeah, so I suppose from our point of view in the Women's Council, and like for women all across the world, like International Women's Day, which happens on the 8th of March, it's an opportunity for celebration. So as well as looking at the challenges that women have and the things that we do need to change in society, and, you know, they are many, it's also about looking what's been achieved for women and what women have managed to push forward in the last number of years. So when we think about the challenges, I suppose, for women in Ireland, and what, you know, we'll talk about the issues that are really salient for women's equality in Ireland now. So that's things like childcare, it's things like women's health, you know, as we respond to the referendum last year, as we respond to cervical check controversy, as we respond to women's mental health needs, also addressing the gender pay gap. And I think, you know, something that has really come to the fore again in the last week is the real need in Ireland to address violence against women and to prevent violence against women and to protect women where that is happening.
Exactly. And in regards to the gender pay gap, I did some research for this interview and found that it won't be closed for another 100 years. So how do you think we could reduce that, and what are your opinions?
Yeah, so I suppose if we just allow things to continue as they are, as you say, it would take an awful lot of time. I don't think any of us would be satisfied in terms of addressing the gender pay gap. So really it is about employers making change. It's about government making change, I suppose. So we see things like, you know, maternity leave, making sure that's available for all women in the workplace, but also paternity leave. So making sure that men are also supported by their employers and supported financially to be able to care for their children in those early months at the beginning, and to make sure that that care then can be equal amongst men and women. And I suppose, you know, there's a lot of evidence around the use of flexible working and how that can support both women, but also men, I suppose, who want to try and balance their working life with their family life and all those other responsibilities. And we've seen, I suppose, in the political space, in terms of the national elections, the real importance of quotas. And quotas were introduced, so parties had to have a certain proportion of female candidates who were put forward, and that really did increase the number of women who went forward for election, who were selected for election, and also who ultimately were then elected. So I think it's about us thinking about at all different points within the working life, and also in terms of representation and support. It's about making policy and cultural, social change. That's what we need to do, because as you say, otherwise we'll just be waiting way too long to address the gender pay gap.
Do you think that it's important for more women to get involved in politics so that they have more of a say of what's happening in society?
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, it's really important, I think, that places where decisions are being made reflect the society that that we live in. So that means, of course, it's very important that women are well represented in the political spaces. And as I said, that's about women being represented, but it's also about having feminist ideals and people who hold on to feminist issues and want to drive them forward. And it's also about, you know, women are not just one mass, one big group with the same life experiences. So it's also about making sure that migrant women are represented in our parliament at local level. It's about traveller women. It's about older women, younger women. I mean, we need to make sure that there's kind of that the multitude of voice and of experience is represented. And I think that's how we make the best decisions. The more we understand people's lives, the better we can respond, I suppose, with good policy and with good political decision making.
Do you think that there are any challenges that the women of Ireland face today, considering everything that we've been given with the referendum that just happened? And do you think there's more challenges that we all face?
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, last year I suppose was very positive in terms of women speaking out about their experiences, about women organising, and the level of activism that was led by women all around the country for the referendum. And that's been really positive in terms of women, and particularly young women, understanding how they can really get involved in political change and things can improve in Ireland. But as I said, I suppose this year for us in the Women's Council, we really want to put a focus for International Women's Day on violence against women. And because violence against women is something that goes, you know, right to the heart of women's equality. And we really are asking government to really scale up the response for women in terms of addressing and tackling and eradicating violence against women. And, you know, again, in the last year, through the Me Too movement, we've really seen women sharing their stories, explaining what the experience of harassment and violence is like for them. And that's really important, and we need to understand that. But at the same time, people speaking out in this way, we have to recognise the reality for women is that, you know, up to a minimum of a quarter of women are experienced physical or sexual violence since the age of 15. And, you know, I don't think we can allow that to stand as such. And therefore, you know, we really need to be a world leader in Ireland here, to think about how can we actually prevent violence, how can we protect women from it, and how can we prosecute violence against women when it does occur. And there's a big international treaty which is called the Istanbul Convention, and it addresses all forms of violence against women. And the Irish government has signed this convention, but it hasn't ratified, and we're really hopeful that on International Women's Day the government will actually ratify this convention. And when we do that, then Ireland will be held to account on, you know, the best standards to address violence against women. And we think this is a really significant way that Ireland can be a world leader, but that we can start to introduce real practices and policy changes and resourcing of the services for violence against women in Ireland that could just make a really massive difference to such a huge issue for women's equality.
Well, listen, I just want to thank you for taking the time out to come and speak with me today, and hopefully we've opened the minds of people to the inequalities that women face worldwide. So if you want to check out the work that the NWCI does, you can check it out online at nwci.ie. More information.
Thank you, Emma. Bye.
Thank you.